From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Bedia reporting. France says it may have stopped another terrorist attack. The Paris prosecutor, François Molon, said Wednesday a security force raid in the city may have disrupted a terror unit planning a new attack. The operation occurred early Wednesday near the soccer stadium where one of the attacks Friday that killed 129 people took place.
Au total, 8 gardes à vue, c'est-à-dire...
He says two people were killed, 8 arrested. Authorities are still searching for the suspected mastermind of Friday's attacks, Abdelhamid Abaoud, a Belgian of Moroccan descent. The prosecutor says authorities don't have him in custody. Another fugitive, Salah Abdeslam, remains at large. 5 security force personnel were wounded in the multi-hour operation. Meanwhile, French warplanes mounted another day of airstrikes Wednesday, targeting the Islamic State and its de facto Syrian capital of Raqqa. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Wednesday 33 IS members have been killed by French and other military strikes in 3 days. The French have sent the aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle to the area to aid its operation. 2 young female suicide bombers detonated explosives Wednesday in a marketplace in the northern Nigerian city of Kano, killing at least 15, wounding dozens more. It comes a day after a blast in the northeast city of Yola left more than 30 dead. The latest violence was condemned Wednesday by U.S. spokesman John Kirby.
Those responsible for these crimes must be held accountable. The United States renews its commitment to work with Nigeria and its neighbors to defeat Boko Haram and to address violent extremism in the region, countering these attacks on our common humanity.
There has been no claim of responsibility for either of the attack, but suspicion has fallen on the militant insurgent group Boko Haram, blamed for the deaths of thousands and its 6-year effort to establish an Islamic caliphate. This is VOA News.